Doorways for Prayer, How to Ask Permission Wisely in Reentry Ministry. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Prayer is one of the great gifts of Christian chaplaincy, but in reentry and restoration chaplaincy, prayer must be offered with wisdom, humility, and permission. A returning citizen may be spiritually hungry. They may also be guarded, ashamed, exhausted, suspicious, or overwhelmed. Some have experienced prayer as comfort. Others have experienced prayer as pressure, public exposure, or religious control. A chaplain must not assume that every moment is the right moment to pray out loud. A doorway for prayer begins with respect. Instead of saying, "Let me pray for you," you might say, "Would prayer be helpful right now?" That small question matters. It gives the person room to say yes, no, or not yet. Other simple phrases include, "Would you like me to pray with you, or would you prefer I pray for you later?" Would a short prayer be welcome? Would you like prayer before you go into that meeting? Would it be okay if I ask God for strength for your next step? These questions do not weaken prayer. They protect it from becoming pressure. If the person says yes, keep the prayer fitting, brief, and dignifying. Do not expose private details in a public setting. Do not turn prayer into a sermon. Do not use prayer to correct shame or pressure. A prayer should help carry the burden, not add another one. You might pray, "Lord Jesus, thank you that you see your son with mercy and truth. Give him strength for the next faithful step. Surround him with wise support. Help him walk in courage today. Amen." If the person says no, respect that answer. A gracious response to no may build trust. You can say, "That is completely okay. I'm still glad to listen." Or, "No pressure. I'll respect that." Or, "If prayer would be helpful later, I'd be honored." The chaplain's care should not feel conditional on accepting prayer. In reentry ministry, prayer often becomes more meaningful when trust has had time to grow. Sometimes the first faithful act is not praying out loud, it is listening. Sometimes the most spiritual response is restraint. Sometimes the doorway to prayer opens slowly through consistency, kindness, and respect. The reentry and restoration chaplain honors prayer deeply by refusing to use it carelessly. Ask wisely, pray humbly, respect the answer, stay present. That is how prayer remains a gift of grace in a vulnerable setting.